With the HD shit? Nah, yeah.
Okay, it's recording. Great. Hello. Cool. Let's do this intro all over again. Sorry. The universe is conspiring against me today. But you know what? It was bound to happen. My week has been going too good, I will say.
Blame the eclipse.
Blame the eclipse, yes. But okay, today I got a very special guest in the building. I can't even say guest. I have my friend Ken is what he goes by. He's not in media, but he's pretty popping. But I don't know why he wants to do this whole low profile thing. So I don't want to blow up his spot too much.
I mean, that's just me. I'm behind the scenes.
I guess, yeah.
This right here is a one and done. Because this for you.
No.
For you. I know other people could be like, yo, bro, why you don't want to? Everybody knows how I feel about podcasts. I was like, Nyla, hit me up. I got to.
But can you have such good insight? Because you've been studying this game for a long time. You know the then, you know the now. And you have a good, like, you be making me feel like a old hater sometimes because you still understand, you know, different. I don't want to talk about the little crew you brought up earlier today where I wanted to just throw a tomato at you, but you be tapped in.
You gotta tap in. You can't not like the new shit. Like, you can't be dedicated to not liking new
shit. I'm not dedicated to not liking new shit. I like some of the new shit. I just like,
I'm gonna play you some of their shit. You're gonna be like, oh, okay.
Really?
I'm gonna play you some of their I'm gonna play you two tracks, by
the way. Alright, you can like, play it for me. You know, it's funny because, alright, fine. Someone literally just told me yesterday, at least give it a try.
You don't gotta like it, but you have to at least give it a try. It's 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's 4 minutes and 12 seconds.
Alright. Well, since you wanna start with numbers, let's talk about 7 minute diss. Because we got to talk about the biggest news story in hip hop right now, which has definitely been Dreamville Fest and this apology that J. Cole did. Now, before we even get into the apology, though, how did you feel about the album and the drill? 7 minute diss, I mean.
The whole thing was fire to me. Like, it was really good. It was a surprise drop. I'm like, oh shit, right before Dreamville. Like, it's really, like, I love, we got an Ab Soul verse on there. I love Sentious verse. Like, I love, like, everything about it was dope. And then you got to the last track, of course. And I was like, this is cool. It's cool. It felt a little bit out of place.
It did.
I was like, all right, because the way everything flowed and, like, sequencing is a big thing for me. So I was like, everything flowed amazingly.
But you know that was the bonus joint.
Yeah, and that just felt, like, thrown in there. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool, like I, and right after that I'm like, all right, let me give it some time to, you know, breathe. And I listened to it in the morning and I was like, I don't think this is enough. You can't jab at somebody who swung at you. Like, full on swung. And I don't know how deep we're gonna dive.
No, we're going in.
They swung on you because you kind of antagonized them. Like, I feel like that's the lost part in all of this. The big three talk was started by Cole.
What?
The big three talk.
When did he start that?
First person shooter. He's the one who coined.
He's the one who coined the big three. The internet has been coining guys the big three.
He acknowledged the big three. Like, it's a
difference. Yeah, he acknowledged it. But
it's a difference if you're like an artist and people are like, you know, saying, hey, this is the class and this is, you know, the biggest three rappers out right now. Now, when you acknowledge it and then you say, rhyming with me is the biggest mistake, and you say, we the big three, but I feel like Muhammad Ali.
Hey, look. Look, I can't believe you out here trying to say Cole is responsible for the big three. Now, you know the cream rises to the top, and they are the big three based off accolades.
Yes,
so I feel like he's not wrong for mentioning. Obviously, what we've noticed is that Cole be on Twitter. A lot of the narratives end up in the music.
Yes.
And, I mean, I think it's only natural. I don't think he should get... Don't lead with, he started this shit. Don't do that.
It's hard because they have been living... it's been Cold War-ish between all three of them.
You know, Ken must be stopped.
It's been Cold War-ish, and he's the one who went on Wax and said the big three. And then, you know, first person shooter was obviously a big thing when it dropped, And when you just dissect those bars, like, I've been on my IG just posting bars from first person shooting, like just circling it, like, everybody step is in, everybody, I'm about to clean up my plate, you know. So you may not look at it as jabs, but the man from Compton is somewhere in Mexico looking at you parade around with Drake for a few months and all these,
you know what,
sentimental speeches on stage.
Yo, bro. No one's doing it like you.
Exactly.
No, so, it's so dramatic.
So when I heard 7-minute drill, I'm like, yeah, this is cool. But Kendrick swung. Like, he said, there is no big three. Like, I look in the mirror and see only me. Like, there's nobody else on, like, on this plateau. It's just me. So
yeah.
I was like, yo, you got to come back harder. And I thought, like, okay, we're going to get, like, a Summer Jam.
I thought we were going to get a Summer Jam movement, too. I feel like the initial disappointment was really because of the expectations that I had set because of, you know, the record dropping. You know, like, I felt like we were going to war, essentially. But something you said about, was it Kendrick? Oh, yeah, Kendrick being antagonized is that, I can completely see that POV. And also, I feel like I really think Cole got up there and apologized because he's friends with both of them genuinely. And you know how, like, it could be pressure when your friends don't like each other. So I feel like he did it because of the hype, started to feel the pressure. Once he saw the response that he was getting from the project, I think the pressure, like, doubled down. And he's like, you know what? I don't even want to be a part of this, because he really had no business being a part of it anyway. Like, to me, when First Person Shooter dropped, and even when I promoted the song on The Breakfast Club, I'm like, yo, this video was fire, like, I'm here for it. But why would they not have Kendrick on it if we talking about the big three? Like, it would have been dope. Maybe we'll get, like, a remix. I had no idea. Well, you saw Twitter was saying, like, they asked Kendrick and then he said no.
Oh, I don't even think they would step to Kendrick and act. That would have to be a Cole request.
I don't
think Drake steps to Cole and asks him to be on a First Person Shooter.
Well, but why not? You saying in this climate, they got fucking problems.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, from, like, fucking problems,
I know a lot has happened.
It's been smoke since then, you know? It's been Kendrick on BT and, like, Drake throwing out little bars on what's that game track, 100. So they've, again, it's been Cold War-ish for 10 years between those two.
Wait, I didn't know 100 was about Kendrick.
That you can say I'm looking too deep into it, but I feel like that was a subtle shot at Kendrick.
I mean, it would make sense.
It was in Compton. He said, I would have all of your fans if I stayed on some conscious shit. Like, who else?
Oh, no. I'm just late to the party.
That was, you know, that's the To Pimp a Butterfly era.
Fuck. Oh, my God. I'm late to the party. I didn't know that. Dang.
Somebody from Rap Genius could get me on that. But I always thought they were sending jabs back and forth with each other.
See, and that's why I don't know. This is messy because this is, it's personal. Okay. We judging the music, but we know it's personal.
You were there. Take me, because there is, like, I saw it on Twitter, and I was playing catch up because WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was playing catch up, like, after WrestleMania, and I'm, like, 3 hours behind. So I'm looking through the feed, I'm scrolling, I'm like, oh, God, Cole. And then I pressed the video, and, like, I just heard the crowd deflate.
Not deflate.
as somebody who was there, like, what was the energy like?
Yo, everybody was shocked, I'm not going to lie. We thought, because all day throughout the festival, we're shooting content, we're talking about the diss record, like, everybody's either in love with it or they're not fans of it or whatever the case may be. So when we get there, we're thinking we're going to get a moment, whether it's like a Summer Jam thing or maybe even it's him addressing something about it. But even in the first 5 minutes, like, I knew something was off because he got up there and was like, I don't know how many more of these I have left in me. I don't know how many more festivals. And I'm like, festivals? Like, your beef don't got nothing to do with the festival. You keep this festival going. But
do you know what I expected? I expected him to do all that, and then at the end go, man, fuck it, drop that shit. Like, that's what I thought was gonna happen.
That'd have been great. He was waiting for the...
Like, yeah, so I'm like halfway through the video, and I'm like, oh, he's about to start some shit up. And I was waiting to get there, and we just never got there.
Yeah. Now, we walked out. But we was already walking out, because we was on our feet all day hosting the live stream, just so... We started watching it from our phones as we're leaving it, and we're like, damn. But then the next day, or at least for me, after I slept on it, I'm like, ah, it makes sense.
Okay, and this is where the convo gets messy.
Why?
This is where it really gets messy. As a human, and as... I read this post about how we, you know, they tried to play it like, or spin it as, hey, us as black people, we... You know, we can't talk about mental, physical, and social health and then want these two, you know, prominent black brothers to go head to head. I'm like, I get that perspective. But also, we're in a rap, like hip hop, rap is a sport, you know? And this is where I get back to where Cole kind of started. When you say you feel like Muhammad Ali, and you're that means you're welcoming every challenger, like every, it doesn't matter, it's at that point it's ABG, anybody gets it, whether okay. you're Drake, whether you're Kendrick, whether you're unknown, whatever, at that point these braggadocio bars, like you're hyping yourself up, you're on these features talking, yo, nobody wants to rhyme with me, nobody wants to get on the track with me, and I understand I may take a toll on you as a human, but you kind of welcome this. You were saying, like, yeah, anybody who wants it is free to get smoke.
Okay, my rebuttal to that is that, well, you know what? There is no rebuttal to that, because I agree. He jumped out the window. If he never would have jumped out the window and just not even said anything.
And this is one of the most safest rap beefs ever. Like, this right here, we know nobody. Like, this was the only rap beef we can say, all right, no. It's not even beef, you know, but this
it's just
was the
sport. Only thing.
It's sparring. We were like, all right, nobody's going to get hurt behind this. Like,
but, I mean, we're seeing athletes now take breaks and say they need mental health breaks. Yes. We're in a different era, like, we got social media. We have a lot of added layers to our daily life and to our daily senses that, to me, I think it makes sense. And
It did. But now those bragging, like, I know, those people are saying bars that, are not going to sound the same.
Man, people are saying that, but it doesn't feel like that to me, only because, like, there's mad rappers with ghostwriters. Just because Cole felt like that or feels like this in this moment don't mean he might not change his mind later.
Cole got to shoot at somebody.
He don't stop.
Somebody's going to shoot at Cole. It already started.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Somebody is going to drop the bar about niggas apologizing in front of their set on some J. Cole shit. Like, somebody's going to drop that bar, and then none of us can say anything.
Yeah, people are doing that, but... And you know what? Fine. I feel like it's fair. They can do it. But just don't forget, he's still a Titan.
Definitely a Titan.
He's still a Titan. Like, but he's still the Big Four. We gotta say Big Four now.
Oh, because
Future is 100% definitely added into the conversation now. It's no longer a Big Three. The fact that this nigga added his own.
Do Mount Rushmore. We gotta do Mount, like, the current Mount Rushmore.
That's the count. That is it.
Oh, man, but I was disappointed though. I was kind of disappointed. I'm like, apology is cool, and then I get everyone. We're indifferent. I saw a post where it was like 50 might be the first person to sit down two people and have them beef.
And I was like, that's stupid.
I was like, yo, do we kind of need it? Again, all the Titans are outside. Everybody's outside. Kendrick's outside. We don't know when he's dropping.
I'm about to say, we hope he's outside. We're not sure.
Oh, Kendrick, if we think again, there's been murmurs out that the boy is gonna drop something. He's right off tour. If the boy drops something, I think Kendrick and the team over there have something ready to go.
Well, I'm here for it.
Oh, for sure.
I'm here for it. Cole, if Cole didn't want to do it in that moment, the only like I really give him grace because those are his friends. I personally have been in situations with people who don't like each other, but I'm like the middleman. I would never even try. You know, I would never team up with this one just to to make sure I don't make my other friend feel away, if that makes sense. So I feel like, you know, in a sense, I don't know if he knowingly took a side, you know what I mean? But
has to be aware of the optics, though.
Yeah, because the optics ain't good.
The optics look crazy.
Yeah, so therefore, I get it. And if anything, that's what I would be apologizing for. Like, playing the 50. Playing the 50 and then rapping about it, too. It's like, damn, like, what? This is crazy. But I don't know. I Then, you know, another thing that I thought about, I'm like, is any of this even real? What if this is all fake?
You think they fabricated? You think
the only thing that seems real, like, I don't think Big Sean. Like, that seems like, all right, that's real life. But everything else, Kendrick, Drake, Cole, this might be planned.
I don't think Kendrick sits down with... Kendrick doesn't need the media hype. I think Kendrick loves chaos. He loves chaos. And I feel like he thrives in it. So this is where, again, we spin back to the optics word. Kendrick is sitting in his, you know, wherever he is, and he's watching these two dance across the stage, big three, and he's the odd man out, right? So probably feels like they're placing him at third. And let's be real. People have Drake and Cole, they don't put names to it, but they sub all the time. So Cole, not so much, but Cole is like, It's more of a blanket statement. Versus Drake, he actually like subs. So imagine Kendrick just sitting back and
not saying
shit, and he's watching the landscape. And now you got, again, first person shooters coming out, and you can dissect all the bar. You can take any line from there, and they're popping major shit on first person shooters. Like, yeah, popping that major shit. And he's but like, I'm gonna sting you.
So are we ever? We're never gonna get a big three record.
I don't think we get there. It's too smoky in the neighborhood. Because
well,
now,
maybe no time soon. Nas and Jay-Z did two records together.
Yes, so yes, but
maybe 20 years from now.
It was just Nas and Hov at that point. This, we have cliques, we have crews, we have producers, we have like...
I know.
You got... This is a little early, but you got The Weeknd sending shots. Like,
yeah. Well, no, I think the battle of the industry versus Drake... That's a thing, and I'm really excited to see how he shows up for it. But as far as the big three, that's always going to be a thing too, and it's in its own.
You let the fans acknowledge it.
I mean, the big four.
Yeah, you can't acknowledge it as the artist. Well, the moment you acknowledge it as the artist, now it's like, okay, again, it's a cold war.
Well, the bar aged bad because now it's a Fantastic Four.
It's a Fantastic Four.
But you said you were disappointed when you heard the speech. Did you see what Styles P said online? He said he's confused. Oh, he said he just confused the shit out of my frequencies. The fact that he said frequencies is hilarious because I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, because again, like Styles has the whole juice shop. He's, yeah. You know, he's on the you know, health wave, and Styles is like, yes, like this is, you know, we shouldn't be at each other's necks. But then Styles, the MC, like, is like, ooh, nigga, what? Like, did you just apologize for sending a shot back?
Yeah.
And it was, and I understand where Cole was coming from. He's like, yo, like rap beefs tend to get personal and stuff like that. And yes, okay, cool, but it's not like you talked about his family. It was not super ugly. It was not ether. It was
I don't think it was ether enough for him to apologize.
All you did was downplay his
projects.
His projects. And I'm like, that's cool. Nas said Beans is better than Jay-Z. That's cool.
And that's why I'm saying it's pressure. I feel like he heard other records where niggas is getting personal.
Yes. Yes.
And he said, I don't want no parts. I'm going to take a step. I'm going to head out. Y'all got this.
And he literally said that. Like, again, we know how music works. So that verse he just dropped on the Metro and Future.
It's old.
It's old.
Yeah.
But it's horrible timing.
Horrible timing, yeah.
I don't know what's the word worse than horrible, but that's what it is. Because literally what you just said about bowing out is what was said there.
I know.
So now if you put the timeline of things, like, he probably said that first, and then First Person Shooter came out, and he's talking all that hot shit, and then 7-Man Drill, and he's talking all that hot shit, and then Dreamville Fest.
But that's why. How are you?
Excuse me.
How are you on Future's project? Nah. I don't know if this is real anymore. Either I don't want it to be real because I just feel like it's madness, or this is just damn good marketing that has me up in arms.
I don't believe it's the latter. I legit believe it's Cole feels this way and everybody else feels the way they do.
And now he's about to get a number one.
Yeah, because now we're all interested. This is literally in the beginning of the year, we were talking about rap not being the number one genre.
Huh. Silly.
Like, it was a silly conversation, you know, or it was early this year or last year. We were like, oh my God, it's been 6 months since a rap track went number one. This is the longest drought in history. And now we're tapped in to, it's spreading apart to where everybody's tuning in, even though we know Metro and Future are great. We're tuning in because we're like, all right, who's going to be on this?
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to send a shot? Or what is Future going to say? What clip is Metro going to put in? Is Drake dropping tonight? Is Kendrick going to drop something? You know, so it has everybody literally like tuned in, tapped in. Everybody's doing 150 a week. No matter like, no matter who drops.
Minimum.
150 a week because yeah. We're all tuned in and we're all engaging in it.
Yeah. But that's why it feels like good marketing. Yeah, but I don't know. Either way, I'm happy it's here. But either way, I'm happy it's here. But it's funny to see some of the team respond to, like, the people on Dreamville respond to how people are trying to shit on them. Boss said, I've been told y'all niggas we the only family we got, but niggas always want to let the kids from across the street swim in our pool until they take a shit in it. And then Boss tweeted, the pool is closed.
Aww.
No more sessions. I mean, Yo. Nah, Kendrick got quotables. The most quotables of the year. Fuck the big three, nigga. It's just big me.
And then with Dreamville Fest, you got Schoolboy Q doing that dance across the stage. Probably made, you know. Oh, man. These niggas really like that. My apologies.
Man.
My apologies.
This is too much. This is too much, but obviously, well, I don't know if it's obvious, but did you hear Simba releasing his record about how Cole let us down?
I told you, Cole let the door open now. The door is open because somebody, much respect to Simba, Simba can spit.
Like, Simba can spit.
He's a rapper, you know, but this opens the door for a lot of people to poke at the crown, you know? When you say, hey, I'm wearing the crown, I accept all challengers, nobody wants this smoke, and you have now it's a chink in the armor because people are looking at it like, oh, so you won't go against such and such, you better not respond. Like, you know, you won't go against somebody who's on the same, like, tier as you.
Mm.
You better not respond to somebody who's, you know, random. I don't want to throw a name out there, but This is how it's looking. It's like, oh, are we competitive or are we not competitive? Are we going to have the competitive bars and then not follow through? What are we doing here? So, and this is what everybody wanted. Everybody was saying hip-hop is becoming too buddy-buddy. That's what it was.
But you know who's buddy-buddy? Well, I don't know Simba personally to know if he's buddy-buddy with, like, the new class, but the whole new class, they're all friends too.
And it's cool to be friends. It's all right to be friends.
But why don't you punch that way? Don't be punching up right
punch
now.
Up. You gotta
why
punch
are you
up.
Punching up right now?
You gotta
now.
Punch up. Because when you see the greats, step in, it's like, again, it's sport. When you step into the lines, I can't take it easier on you because we have a great relationship outside of this. No, this is how people feed their family. This is how people put food on the table. And this is people's livelihoods, and this is what brings them immense joy. Like, it is sport, so we gotta uphold that. Hip hop as a culture was made out of competitiveness, you know. So when you look at DJs, b boys, you know, like, everything about our culture is communal, but we also have some competitiveness. Like, you mean to tell me as you're a DJ, you know, like, you're probably peeking into somebody else's DJ set and be like, oh, I'm going up after them. Okay, I got you. Yeah, that's my man's, but I'm going to show the crowd, like, yo, I can make you guys sway more than the previous person. Mm-hmm. That is just what it is.
Yeah.
So now all these people are all these rappers are gonna notice that, hey, he ain't really get off the way he said he was gonna get off. He's been telling me for 5 years on his feature run, he's getting off on anybody, and now he's not. Oh yeah, like.
To me, I mean, I know HD Been Dope dropped one too.
Shout out HD Been Dope.
I was to me personally, my heart was hurting. I'm not gonna lie. I get it, but I feel like, how I say this, I guess rap is different, but it's for like, it's just not your class. I don't know. It doesn't just feel like a conversation that should be had. And I'm trying to think back to like, have we ever had a moment like this? In hip hop history, but I think about like when 50 came on the scene, right? But
yeah, 50 had How to Rob.
Yes, right. But 50 was 50. 50's story was known. You know what I'm saying? Like the impact was a little heavier for you to be taking shot. And that's why I said it's punching up.
But the thing with 50 is 50 was known locally. He wasn't known nationally. So when 50 did How to Rob, we didn't have Twitter back then. But I could imagine some motherfucker on the West Coast, some motherfucker down south was like,
Who is this guy?
You're named after half of a dollar. Like, who do you think you are? Like, you're shooting at, you're punching up, and then like, what?
Well, I never even thought about the half of a dollar thing. I never put two and two together.
So you probably had a lot of people, like, what? Who is this? And then 50 went on a meteoric rise within the next 3 years.
Yeah, no, he did. So is that your predictions? Is Simba being 50 right now?
Nobody can ever be 50 because
50's a one of one.
50's again, and this is the crazy part. 50 is once he's on your neck, even if you guys are friends, he's always gonna give that jab.
Yeah,
he's always gonna give that jab. This is what we love 50 for.
Yeah,
50 has been at this since 03.
Yeah, 50 Cent was good too. 50 Cent at Dreamville was really good. He was doing the bounce with the hands. The little hand, but I like that.
All right, so what were some of your favorite like performances from Dreamville Fest?
Because I was working, I couldn't really, I had to see it from the screen. But I definitely was like, hey, I got to go. I need to see 50, Sexy Red, Turnt, and who was it? Because I was early, I got to see Domani, Chase Shakur, and there's somebody else. Oh, Touchdown Tizo.
I love Touchdown. Tizo, yeah. Touchdown. I love him.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
No. We know what you meant.
Yes, Tizo Touchdown. He was good, and he's cool. He's cool. So Dreamville Fest was. Up until the moment where everybody was shocked and felt like the world stopped, I think it was a really good festival. And I was a little nervous about the lineup too, just because of the lineup switch. Chris Brown, came out, and I think they skewed a bit younger this year. But it was good.
The kids buy festival tickets. The kids buy festival tickets.
I mean, yeah, no. Because we were just talking about Lovers and Friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because...
Like, we're the people with the money.
Yeah, for surely. But to fly... Like, okay, Lovers and Friends.
Vegas. The kids buy Rolling Loud tickets. College students / industry professionals buy Dreamville. And... Lovers and Friends, people who love music. I ain't gonna put an age on that.
It's a play on nostalgia too.
Yes, it is.
Like we just looking through that lineup, you're like, oh shit! Like Nelly, Ashanti, Akon, Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
And which we were talking about earlier. I feel bad because I don't care who's performing on any other stage. I'm running to see Gwen Stefani. Gwen is back outside.
I did not know you were such a Gwen Stefani fan.
What I grew up on like No Doubt. Like Pharrell and that whole era right there. So, and I'm gonna sing you some songs afterwards, but like she had like a great 2-album run that I don't think gets the proper credit.
Gwen Stefani
has a great 2-album run.
Man, I'm definitely not hip to that at
all. She's one of my favorite appropriators.
I only know the singles. I don't know like a project.
Nah, I'm gonna say your project. You're gonna be like, nah, this is fire. I didn't know Gwen Bag was this
but
deep.
It's because of Pharrell.
I want to say it's because of Pharrell, but like I got into Gwen like around that time, so it was like okay, like this is my intro, and then you know you got to double back and like find out all her things, and it was like No Doubt, and I'm like oh shit, like this is amazing, and the fact that she can like Yeah, I joked about her being my favorite appropriator, but like she was just like literally just hopping on different beats.
Lord tracks. Have mercy. Not my favorite appropriator. Well, speaking of appropriating, hip hop has been appropriating WrestleMania for the past few years. Shout out to Wale, who I feel like is leading the forefront in that. But I know you went out there, right?
Yeah, that was it. It was exciting. It was exciting. And it was fun because I feel like now more than ever, like the internet makes the world smaller.
Yeah.
So you have all these things you think are niche, but it's like, nah, like a lot of people enjoy it just as much as you do. And the fact that you're bringing together hip hop, wrestling, and all the cool shit that people grew up on and have the money to enjoy now.
Yeah.
It was super dope. Like, shout out to Wale and Kazim. Like, it was like such a black space. Like, I looked up and you see Freeway and Beans performing What We Do, and they let the whole verse rock. So that was that was like, ah, you know, like that was dope. They performed Rock the Mic. So it was just like,
that's yo, tough.
It was like, yo, like I like all the things that I love, people who have similar interests all coming together in Philly, a black ass city.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Dang, man. You do make me want to go. It looked like you really enjoyed yourself.
I told my, like, I hit the group chat. I was like, yo, I'm dragging somebody with me next year.
You went by yourself?
I met people there. Oh, and that's what I mean. Like, the internet makes the world smaller. Like, it was people that I've interacted with on Twitter a million and one times, and I'm finally meeting you in person.
Mm.
And it was just like, you know, we're just nerding out, talking shit. Like, nah, this person's going to win. No, this person's going to win. And it's like, it was a real great experience. Like, I implore everybody to, like, you know, travel, go out.
Shout out to WrestleMania. I think I want to go next year because I don't watch wrestling, but you can still, like, keep up, right?
Yeah, you can still keep up. And even if you don't, like, literally, I was talking to my homegirl, and she's like, yo, who's that person you posted? She's, like, super fit. And I'm like, yo, that's so crazy because that's Jay Cargill. And, like, my homegirl, I talked to her, I'm like, yo, she's an AKA, just like you. And she's like, what? Like, you know, so it's little things like that where somebody may say, oh, wow, like, this is my first time seeing this was the first time at WrestleMania we had a all black woman faction. So you had Jay Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi. So it was three black women like in a WrestleMania match. And then you also had like the NXT, which was like the first time two black men headlined a WrestleMania event in like 20 years since The Rock and Booker T. So it's like a representation and visibility thing where even if you're not into it, you'll see it and you'll be like, oh, I relate to this person because such and such.
Yeah.
Or this person is a symbol for whatever. You know, like, I ran into the wrestling club from Brooklyn out there, which was, like, super dope. I'm like, yo, like, yeah, little homies is out here. And I'm like, yo, I never knew this was a thing, the wrestling club in Brooklyn. So shout outs to them for sure. Shout out to Cody Rhodes because he paid for them to come out there.
Oh, that's so nice.
Like, a question and everything. So that was super dope.
Wait, that is so awesome. I love that. And you're right. Sometimes the representation help you to understand. So, dang, that's fire. I gotta get into that. Well, it looked like Wale and Meek were getting into a lot after an exchange of tweets on Twitter after WrestleMania in Philly. Honestly, when I saw the headlines, I was just like, why?
Peace and blessings. Like, that right there is something where you need to sit down because it was spilling off into like street shit.
Yes.
And then you just had like street niggas chiming in where it's like, all right, that is something where people got to sit down and, you know, separate. But this is something that's been, you know, pretty
consistent. I know, but why? Why are we still doing this?
Because their brands are forever linked. Even though, like neither of them are, like, MMG anymore, like, their brands are forever linked.
I don't want that to be the case.
We don't want it to, it will forever, like, those two will forever be linked.
I'm not going to lie. When I think about Wale, I don't think about Meek Mill.
You don't.
He's one of the last. Why would I think about Meek Mill?
You don't. But when people, like, even though Meek has his own thing, Wale has his own thing, right? Because of MMG and because, like, they were, I don't want to say, like, polar opposites.
They were.
You know?
Like, they were.
The fit was like, so anything that happens, you know, they're going to say, oh, Wale was MMG. Meek was MMG. So, like, that's the unfortunate part of it. And, yes, they're separate artists, but It's like having, you know, picking the wrong baby father or picking the wrong baby mother. You
LOL.
Guys will forever be linked. You know, like, we may go out and do great things,
but That's a great analogy.
But we are linked by this one thing.
Now, man,
the baby is MMG.
Jeez. I honestly did not want Wale signing to MMG. I don't know, and I always tell Money this, DJ Money is his DJ and just longtime friend, but I always tell him I hate that he signed to MMG because I feel like out of that class of rappers, when Wale was coming out, he's not even in the conversation of the four.
Yeah.
But he's in my four. Hell, he's really in my two. I really love Wale. And pin-wise, he was my favorite. And in comparison to all the guys that were taken off in blog era, I just love the fact that he went the poetic route. Like you can spit, but also you do it for the ladies. Like, you give us poetry. None of them niggas was doing that. Some of these niggas can sing rap. Some of these niggas can just rap and then try to sing, and we don't really like that. And that, you know what I mean? Like, everybody had their niche, but I feel like his was one of his own. Like, he was the...
Nah, for surely. I just see him and... I like the way Wale responded, because he had a great weekend.
He
like,
did good.
He had a great weekend. It was...
Taking pictures with Ruben, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
oh, like there was like the motion road WrestleMania. It was like Drewski, Wale, 2 Chainz. It was Michael Ruben. It was like that road was lit. But you know, coming off a great weekend, I like the way he responded. Dude, you're coming off a great week. You're at a high right now.
Yeah,
let it be.
Yeah, thank God. He was definitely, we were talking about antagonizing. He was being antagonizing.
Yeah, but you gotta let it go.
Yeah, touche. Okay, well, outside of the Meek and Wale, do you think this is gonna continue, or you think this is...
Nah, it has to continue.
It has to continue
because if them being on the same label, and I remember like with the first time it happened, there being a sit down, and now they're not on the same label, and there's like really no median there. There's no reason for it. It'll always be smoke. Like, they'll probably play it peaceful, but it'll always be, because that's what Meek was saying in the tweets. Like, yo, you always secretly hated on me, and then it's like, if you feel that way about somebody, it doesn't go away.
I feel like all these guys feel like that about each other.
Probably.
Honestly.
Probably. Yeah. But the fact that you wrote it. Kind of Meek needs a publicist as well.
He just needs to stay off Twitter completely. It always comes from his Twitter.
It always comes from the Twitter.
Yeah. My geez, just get off of it. But outside of that beef, there's Glorilla and JT, Young Miami and JT, Saucy Santana and JT, and then Quavo and Chris Brown, who have all been
Quavo. For hopping in the booth less than 24 hours. Less than 12 hours. Hopped in a booth.
And responded.
Gave us some bars. I haven't made it through that entire Chris Brown project yet. Dude, you gave me 35 tracks.
I know.
I was like, I listened to, what, 3 projects last night. I was up late. I listened to, you know, Metro and Future.
Yep.
I listened to, it's not hip hop, but Maggie Rogers' project. And I listened to this other project.
Okay.
So it was like, dude, 35 tracks. I can't do it right now, Chris.
35 is crazy. I will say... Because it was originally 11. I don't know how we doubled like that.
11. I'm like, 11, okay. All right.
But remember, Chris has been doing the triple albums. He's been giving us like 60 records prior to this. So this, nonetheless, let's get into the beef. Because I can't believe Quavo and Chris are beefing over something. So, I think even down to the Future and Drake thing, it's like...
Common denominator.
And y'all all beefing over women?
Can we get into the Metro and Future album first, though?
Yeah.
Hey, because I had some notes. Like as I'm making my way through the
album.
Do
you prefer R&B Future or Rap Future?
This is the second coming of Hendrix.
Really?
This is the second coming of Hendrix.
Wait, so you like We Still Don't Trust You more than We Don't Trust You?
Yes.
Wow.
Easily.
It just came out,
but I'm ready like 2.5 listens in. The fact that, okay, so the intro.
Wait, this is a long project too for you to say that.
Exactly.
You heard Charlamagne was on it too?
Yeah. That was a number one intro.
Yeah, the intro.
It was the Brilliant Idiots. So yeah. I was like, oh, that shout out that they chopped that up.
That was fire.
But literally, this "We Still Don't Trust You," the intro, the title track, I was like, I like, one, that's, the whites are going to love that. The whites are going to fuck with that hard body.
Yeah.
Because, did you hear the Calvin Harris album, Funk Wave Bounces?
Mm-mm.
You got to tap back into that. It came out 2017. And there's this Future track with Khaled called Rollin'. And Future was in that funk pocket. Like, that pocket right there was, like, once I heard that, I'm like, oh, this is going to ring off in the middle of Miami this summer. Like they're going to love that. And then Drink and Dance was more of the same, so I was fucking with it. And I also love that they got Super Petty, because, like, Future's pen works very well. And I feel like Future doesn't get, like, he doesn't get the due credit for his pen. Like, Future has wrote for himself, and also written hits for other people.
Yep.
So the fact that he dropped This Sunday, which is, you know, Drake interpolated it, and Future has writing credits on Feel No Ways, and Feel No Ways is my karaoke song. So the fact that he dropped This Sunday,
that's a great karaoke song.
Yeah, you know, the fact, and it's great to just sub people too. You know, you can just drop that. If you want to sub somebody, you just drop a lyric from Feel No Ways. You try it. But
yeah, you sound like you that was like a personal, like,
personal
you've been
shot
there.
But yeah, the fact that he dropped This Sunday and you hear him feel away, I'm just like, yo, like, this is Future reminding you, like, dog, I have a pen and it works very well.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Very well. And Red Leather was another leak that he actually put out. I'm not gonna talk about Cole's verse yet, but
why?
Nah, Cole's verse hurt me. That hurt me. Like, he's the only nigga to, like, and what do I always say? I always say, come through and chill, when he just starts talking about Kaepernick kneeling and everything. I'm like, dog, like, no woman wants to hear that. Like,
not right now.
Even on my, so he gets on his track with Future, and Red Leather, again, everybody wanted it to come out because it's been, like, a leak for so long. And then you're like, cool, like, I love the, hey, like, the introspective shit. This is not the track for that. Like, you talk about monogamy and, you know, just not knowing if you want to cheat or not. Like, Nick, get your Donnell Jones shit off elsewhere.
Not
know,
the, like, Donnell Jones. He does. That was Charlamagne's rebuttal too this morning when I played the record. He was like, yo, isn't Cole married? I'm like, yeah, he is. Yeah, it's not my favorite. It's not my favorite. I think it's just bad timing.
Yeah, and shout out to ASAP. ASAP got some bars off.
Yo, the list is getting longer and longer for the Avengers, man.
The Avengers versus Thanos.
This is getting crazy.
This is fun.
Were you expecting that?
Was I expecting ASAP to shoot at the boat? No, I was not expecting that.
Me either. I did think, like, oh, I wonder if there's, like, tension just because of, you know, Rihanna, but they seem very happy, and he seems so content. I'm surprised that I was surprised because I'm like, man, you're living your best life as the prince of.
At the end of the day, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Whether I get you back,
I know, but
now or 6 months from now, when I get back in the booth, it's up. And plus, does ASAP have an album coming out?
I don't know. Does he?
I feel like.
Oh yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. So, oh, okay.
It's like, I'm back in the booth. This is what it is. You're gonna feel this. It was kind of weak, but cool. You know, the fact that he got in a booth and said something.
I wonder, how did they source the features for this project? Were these like naturally picked, or it feels a bit intentional?
I feel like everything's intentional with Metro.
Yeah,
and shout out to Metro too. Metro is having.
Now he's going stupid.
His last four albums, because you have these two,
Spider-Man,
and you have his shit.
Yeah.
These beats are immaculate.
Like, yeah.
Floating. And that's why I'm like, this is a second Hendrix, because when Future gets into that R&B bag and he gets into, and he just, like, lays out, I feel like he paints a picture very well. And a lot of people miss out on that. You know, there's like, he paints a picture very well, and he'll also hit on these emotions. It's like, wow, like, he's really getting into it. So for me, it was like, oh, this is Hendrix part two. And it's what I've been saying to people, like, Hendrix is a great body of work. But the fact that we got this, I'm like, I'm a cool off for some time and listen to it back. Probably, you know, it's Monday morning quarterback-ish, but nah, this right here is it.
I will say, my whole thing with Future is I stopped listening to Future about the time I graduated college, just because I felt like it no longer aligned with my lifestyle. Like, it actually never did, but I guess in college, I didn't really care. But then once...
Dirty soda and a styrofoam.
Yeah, I know. But that's college. So college is, it's fun. But then I think because career-wise, I was trying to get into the industry and I was going through things. So hearing the things he was talking about, it just didn't align. So I stopped listening to Future, but obviously after like that, you know, I'm tuned into the project. I can't believe I'm excited to actually stay up to hear another project. You know, just I missed that caring about the music, and I'm glad that Future was able to bring that back. You know, like this is intense. I'm on standby every day waiting for a new either verse. When's the last time you've been excited about a verse? And they got the features hidden, which I kind of hate too, because it forces you to just listen straight through.
I love the hidden features. Because on the first listen of an album, I just want to zen out. Like, I'll look at the name, but it's like, all right, cool. I feel like with now, once people see that, like, if people were to see ASAP or see anyone else, they're like, okay, I'm going directly to that.
To that,
track.
Exactly.
And it's like, no.
It forces you to listen.
Exactly.
But this project is lengthier than the last one.
It is lengthier. But,
yeah.
And only, yo, The Weeknd sending shots.
I know.
And The Weeknd is on 4 or 5 tracks. It's not like he's on one track. Like on the intro, I'm like, oh, we got some Weeknd vocals. Cool. Then throughout the project, we got some lengthy Weeknd verses. And I'm like, oh, shit. And he's doing some bridges. And I'm like, oh. And then we get to that climax where it's an OVO direct shot.
They put it in rotation.
He's like, hey, if I would have signed over there, I would have got buried. And then he's dropping a lot of, you know, a few shots there. So I'm like, this was very intentional, and yeah, I'm looking forward to everything that goes down. I'm like, because now people are, I don't want to say people are forced to drop, but now again, everybody's looking forward to the responses now.
Yeah,
are we gonna have more surprise drops? Or, you know, are we gonna see a feature from? Oh, this was the shot I loved. When The Weeknd said, how your shooter's making TikToks.
Oh, Lord.
And Baka was making the TikTok Baka, like last week. Nice. So it was like, damn, Baka caught a nasty stray. And
he's from there too, right?
Yeah, Baka is Drake's guy.
Yeah. So. No, but I'm saying he's from Toronto.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
man, I don't know. But yes, I agree. I'm excited. It feels like, I was going to say, Future, Weeknd, and Metro seem like they have their own tape together. And, like, this is just like, records from a tape that they have put together, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like they might as well have just all did a tape.
Yeah, the thing is, Weeknd said he's no longer doing features, though.
Mm.
So, the fact that remember him and Metro have an album, and they also have another album coming out, I guess. So the fact that Future is the one to get the last Weeknd features says a lot. Or it's like, all right, I was done with features, but since we giving this nigga smoke, I'm down to join along.
Do you think when and how do you think Drake should respond? That's a question I was asking people at Dreamville Fest too.
When? I don't think there's a timetable, right? So because here's why I don't think it's a timetable. Because Drake is a fast writer, and he's also just come off tour last week.
Yeah.
And I feel, going back to the Cole and Kendrick shit, Kendrick, he dropped that feature, and I doubt we hear anything from Kendrick until late summer. I don't think we hear anything from Drake late summer. But there have been rumblings that Kendrick has something ready to go. Who knows if that's true or not? I don't know. But I think...
I've heard those rumblings,
yeah,
too.
Everybody's heard those rumblings, you know. Shout out to the niggas working in media.
Yeah.
When Drake drops, I don't know, but I know when he drops, he's gonna give us 6-7 minutes just rapping, like Drake long form is. I don't think he's second to anyone when it comes to that. When he gives you an 8 a.m. in Charlotte, he gives you a 9 a.m. in Dallas, and he's just going off, and he gives you a...
You think it's
going
to be a single?
A Tuscan leather.
Yeah.
When he's gonna drop it at like 3 a.m. He's gonna drop it at 3 a.m.
Well, you think it's gonna be a single, not a project? I was saying, see, I don't know how real all the beefs are.
He'll probably pack it into like a Scary Hours. Like
that's what I'm saying,
scary,
a tape.
Yeah, a little Scary Hours.
I would like that.
Because, again, it's a lot of shots.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of shots coming out the crown. So it's like, strategically, who do you shoot at first? Do you shoot at Kendrick first? And then it's like, all right, he probably just heard what we heard last night. Weekend and ASAP shooting. So now he's like, all right, now I got to rethink. You probably had a one track ready to go, but now it's like, nah, you got to.
No, now that I'm thinking about it, if I'm Drake, I don't even know if I'm addressing these other niggas.
I feel like.
I'm only addressing the top. If it's going to be multiple, it got to be top shots.
All of these niggas are top. Well, most of these niggas are top shots.
They're all top shots, but.
Future, Metro, Weekend, top shots.
Pick one.
I didn't even mention Kendrick. That's three right there.
Pick one.
It's crazy. Weekend has been like it's just funny. Weekend, his numbers are out of this world.
Yeah, they are.
Like, He was literally like the he's been doing the theme music for WrestleMania for like the past 5 years. So that's a great bag right there, you know.
Hell
like,
yeah!
Everywhere you stepped in Philly, you're hearing fucking Weekend. So the fact that Weekend came outside to shoot at you, and that's your fellow countryman, and we
know they
OVOXO was always yes. You know, rocky, but it's like the past few years we've thought that they've been cool. So the fact that Weekend has come. It's hard to pick one. It's like if he picks Kendrick, they're like, ah, you don't hear them shooting at you.
And then you don't got no allies, you know? Like, I didn't even know that these niggas were a group of allies until this Metro project came out. You know, it's like, who does Drake? You can't go with Rick Ross. Like, what is this?
And I don't think does this make him number one? Because if everybody is clicking up and shooting, nobody clicks up and shoots at number three. Nobody clicks up and shoots at number two. Does this make Drake Thanos? We're talking about the Avengers. The Avengers teamed up to shoot at one person.
I know.
And I think he has it in him. I think Drake has it in him. I don't know what the response is going to look like, but we know the boy for the subs, the petty jabs. Like, I loved his verse on Travis Scott's last album on Meltdown.
Because
it was like, you don't know who he was shooting at. You're like, oh, is he shooting at Kanye? Oh, now he's shooting at Pharrell. Now he's shooting at Pusha T. Now he's shooting at this person. So it was like, a verse like that it's tough as fuck. So
I think it's going to be good, but just because I've never seen a one versus many.
Listen,
what does it even look like? What is it going to sound like?
Get Drake in the booth. Have 40 chop up a Aaron Allen Kane sample, and then let's get to it. I think just Drake and 40.
The question is why? At least he has a 40. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, you know, Cole doesn't have a 40, and I feel like that plays a part into how you prepare for war. But it needs to be just as. Like, it has to hit just as hard, not just the record, but the moment. You know, so that's why I'm like.
So does he do it on a feature? So on a feature would make a lot of sense because Kendrick's was on a feature.
But then but who? Like, who is it?
And who allows it?
Who wants smoke with us? You know what I mean?
Who goes, fuck it, I'm willing to crash my career. Not even crash my career, put my career at risk.
Cue Nardo Wick, man.
Yeah.
Who wants smoke with us?
Yeah. Who's willing to go, you know what, Drake? Get off, because there's been, again, in recent history, there's been a lot of that for Drake where Pusha T wanted to get off some bars and people are like, nah, you're not going to get that off on my track. And
yeah.
Now it's the tables have turned.
Ooh. I'm surprised Pusha not on the album, actually.
That would have been overkill.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
That would have been overkill.
You expect something less than that?
Because I'm a Pusha fan. I don't think. Somebody can correct me, but I don't think Pusha and Metro ever like cross paths on any tracks.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would be like weirdly placed, and now and again we like the pettiness. We like, okay, this aligns Metro and Weekend, cool.
You know,
Future and Weekend make great music together. Like the ASAP one was the one that we went.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also ASAP was on Metro's last few projects, so. Remember, he was the last track of the Heroes and Villains mm. album, and they have crossed paths in the past. So throwing
some push synergy,
throwing Pusha in there, it would just be like, oh, now you niggas is just wilding. You know, I like the way Future took it. Future's like, yo, my pen works. Let me throw out this track.
Yeah,
you know, let me throw out this right here.
So for Drake, we want Scary Hours.
Yeah, it has to be Scary Hours. This would be five Scary Hours. Five. Yeah, Scary Hours 3, and then you had For All the Dogs, Scary Hours. So that would be the fourth one. This would be the fifth.
I don't doubt the pen. I'm just trying to wrap my head around the moment. Just because the Kendrick verse was so out the box. Like, yeah. I just didn't see it coming. That now, because I know something's coming, it's like, how do I not see it coming?
And what, we're in April.
Yeah.
You gotta drop something before OVO Fest.
Oh, that's like the end of the year, damn near.
That's August.
It's August.
It's August.
I would like August, something before
August, September. Yeah, I would like it to be before then. I just want to see, does he get that off by himself, or does he hop on the feature and send a sub?
But who could it be? It's not Travis. Travis is on stage.
The thing with Travis just likes music. I don't think Travis chose a side. I think Travis is on some like, oh, this I'm not sounds going- fire. Play it.
That's what you think?
That's what I really think with Travis. I don't think Travis wants any smoke or anything.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he wants any smoke. I don't even think his music is built for that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's like a Texas home when it gets snowed on. Like, it's just not built for
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I just thought Travis really likes the fucking songs, and whatever's out is, you know, his thing.
All right. If I had to make my Drake Avenger team, well, if you had to make your Drake Avenger team, who you putting on it?
Oh, that's crazy right now. There is no, he's Thanos. There is no Avengers.
Well, he
team.
Got Wayne. He got Nikki.
Wayne is not jumping out the box. Because Wayne, and this is where the politics get tricky. Wayne is super cool with Ross. Remember, Ross and Birdman fell out because
yeah,
Ross picked
I know.
Wayne. Like, he was like, nah, like, Wayne is my guy, you know, and I don't think Wayne jumps into that. Nikki is on tour. Nikki's not jumping into this. Nikki's not jumping into that. So the Cash Money, I don't think anybody from Cash Money is jumping.
They're not jumping in.
Drake has got to deal with this. And Drake can't act like it's come from out of nowhere because you've been subbing all these niggas for years. Like,
I know.
You've been taking shots at a nigga's wife and baby mom. So of course.
Made him right.
Of course, like, ASAP is going to shoot at you. Like you know, the petty shit on stage,
I'm not doing work.
He, you know, like, little shit like that. So, of course, like, everybody hears it. Same thing with what will Pluto do, you know? So, it's like, all of these things are kind of, the chickens are coming to roost. So, you kind of have to deal with that. And you can't expect anyone else to put their career on blast.
I just wanted to be explosive, and I'm just mad that you brought Cole into this. He ain't had nothing to do with this shit.
No, Cole, again, Cole started this shit.
Not really, though. Cole. The internet did. That's internet narratives.
You can't acknowledge it. You can't acknowledge the internet.
That is so silly to me.
Now I'm going to send you one line from First Person Shooter every day for the next 12 days.
Oh, God. I didn't disagree with you on the antagonizing part. I'm just saying, like, they are the big three.
It's crazy.
That's now been rebranded as the Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four.
Ain't that some shit? That First Person Shooter line didn't age well anyway, because now it's four.
It's like milk. All these bars are aging very horribly.
We should really get a Mount Rushmore. Atlanta should have a Mount Rushmore.
It's tough for Atlanta to have a Mount Rushmore. Very tough. Can't do it. Because it would have to be by era.
Yeah, it would.
It's too tough. Because literally, you could just go Dungeon Family alone. And you got to remember, Future's Dungeon Family, which is crazy.
He is.
So Atlanta's Mount Rushmore, yeah, Future's probably on it, but then it's like, all right, Outkast take up two spots.
We really can't put a Mount Rushmore. I think we could.
No, you can't. You can't.
Because that's like doing one in New York. We could do one in New York.
Yeah, because New York has literally the top three greatest rappers to ever live. Probably four.
Say the name. Jay-Z.
Hove, Rakim, Nas, Biggie. Like,
okay. That's a good Mount Rushmore.
It's an easy Mount Rushmore.
Nobody's arguing that.
It's an easy Mount Rushmore.
There's mad and wild artists. There's mad people who could be like, other people deserve to be on there.
No, yeah, but as a consensus, like, everybody acknowledged, like, New Yorker, again, hip-hop started here. And we also have the greatest niggas to ever touch the mic.
Even out of the four you just named, it's different decades. Some are same decade, yeah, but it's different.
Crazy. Rakim and Hove are like 1 year apart.
What?
Yeah, Rakim and Hove are like literally.
I didn't know they were the same age.
Yeah, Rakim was doing all that shit like a teenager. So Rakim and Hove are literally like a year apart. Like,
but they would have been. But they're in high school. Different decades.
They're different decades, but they're literally like a year apart. Let me Google this because
That's really crazy because when you think about Rakim,
you're thinking like
you really think 80s, mad old, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Rakim is not even a full year older. He's like a month older than Hove.
Wow. Now that's a little insane, but
yeah,
so the like, era you enter counts. It matters.
It definitely does. But like New York is just like super easy. You're like, all right, Biggie. Probably the greatest rapper ever. Hove is probably the greatest rapper ever. Nas is probably the greatest rapper ever. Like, it's always, those guys have always been in the conversation. Atlanta is trickier because Atlanta went through so many, I don't want to say so many eras, but they went through like, I would say it's more versatile than New York. Like, because you have, for your future, you have somebody like Big Boy, you know, and then for your Big Boy, you have somebody like Gucci Mane. And for your Gucci Mane, you have Jeezy. So, then you have T.I., like, again.
So theirs would look a little different because it wouldn't be four.
It wouldn't be four.
Yeah.
And you have groups coming out of Atlanta. So it's like, all right, where do you place that? Does a group hold one specific?
They would have to. That's fucked up.
Yeah, like, because, like, respectively, 3K and Big Boy are like, amazing. So it's like, I don't... Yes, they're a group, but it's like they're their own people. So they gotta take up space there. So in Atlanta, and somebody who's from the South could probably, you know, break this down better than me. But for me growing up, it was like, okay, T.I. was the nigga.
Yeah.
You know, and after T.I., you have Gucci and Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Future, who's been on the run for however long. So if you probably want to go with that four right there, cool. But then somebody's going to be like, no, Andre Three Stacks is the greatest nigga to ever touch a mic. And
yeah, I mean, I'm a big Outkast fan, but you know what? I don't even want to do this. I don't want no problems anywhere that I go. I be in Atlanta a lot.
You be in Atlanta a lot.
But Outkast really is my favorite. I have their posters in my studio. I'm a big, Trap Called Quest is one of my favorite groups. So anybody that's like an everyday man type rap, I'm usually a fan of. But I think I would do it based on the now.
Based on the now. So what is now? Because we got to say now, and it's like modern era. Like,
I'm not meaning like Little Baby and Lotto. I mean more like the Titans, like the Futures, you know. Like the people you name.
Okay.
T.I., the Jeezys, the 2 Chainz.
How could I forget 2 Chainz? You see, like 2 Chainz is, I love 2 Chainz. Shout out 2 Chainz. Based on a true story, is one of my favorite mixtapes ever.
And even like what they do for Atlanta, business wise, and like, damn, oh fuck, Ludacris.
Yeah, Luda had a only
Ludacris.
Dudes moving records is M Pimp Juice. Like Luda and like Luda was in there moving records as well. You know, so it's like.
So what's the Mount Rushmore at? What we got? 7.
That's tough.
I guess Killer Mike, Outkast.
I was going to say Killer Mike, too. Killer Mike has been given a solid versus for over 20 years.
Now, that's going to be hard to me.
And we didn't even mention Thugger.
Oh, yeah. Thug would have to be on there. Atlanta got a lot of staples.
It's too tough. That
I guess we could do this with New York, too, but I don't know why the Atlanta one's so bigger to me.
Yeah, again, we're talking, you know, recently. So, like, recently Atlanta has been, like, a hub for, you know, Migos are probably
Migos.
The best rap group ever. You can throw it. You can argue the Migos are, like,
Offset just biggest, said that, too.
You can throw it out that Migos are probably the biggest rap group ever.
You think they're bigger than
Outkast? I love Outkast. I don't
think Tribe is that big.
You don't think Tribe is that big?
No.
No, no, yeah. Like, they're, like, best. But, like, big? Like commercial success?
Yeah, I don't think they're that big.
Migos. Migos and Outkast. Because we got speaker boxes.
I think Outkast. And then followed by Migos. I put them in two. Top. Or, yeah, Fugees.
Bad and Bougie move mountains.
Fugees? Lauren? We got Lauren.
We're going to have a conversation about Lauren one of these days.
I don't like the tone that you took in bringing up.
We have to have a conversation
about Lauren. I don't like the tone that you took in saying Lauren's name, sir. What is that? What do you mean we got to have a conversation about Lauren?
Not today. Not today. Off air.
Oh, my God.
One of these days, we have to have a conversation about
Lauren. Man, there's people that always argue me about Lauryn Hill, and I feel like it's just because I got natural hair that I get these attacks. Like,
no, there's nothing to art. Like, she's a creative genius.
Nah, she's crazy. I think someone just said this to me at Dreamville Fest. They're always like, Lauryn Hill ruined female rap. Because she left, there was no representation, and Pussy Poppin' took over.
I don't like that take.
I hate that take. But
I'm not a big fan of that take. Literally,
I'm not going to put up what manager said that to me. But
that's an odd take to have, because we literally just watched, and I said this to you, if Rhapsody drops Layla's Wisdom any other year, she wins that Grammy.
Yeah.
But you just happen to drop in between a year where Hove dropped a classic album, and Kendrick dropped a great album.
Yeah. So, and Travis, wasn't that Astroworld?
No, that's the year after.
Oh,
year
okay,
after,
okay.
That was a stacked lineup. It was,
yeah.
It was Travis, Astroworld, Swimming Mac Miller, Victory Lap, Nipsey, Daytona,
Invasion Pusha of Privacy.
T, and Invasion of Privacy won. So,
yeah.
Rhapsody was like, that was a great album, one of my favorite albums, but she was just sandwiching between 444, which was a masterpiece, and then you had Damn that dropped. So it was like, so I don't like that take, especially when I feel like men get the opportunity to not take music seriously and just drop anything. So the fact that you're going to say, oh, Lauryn Hill, pussy, how can you do that? And Eve popped off like literally like right like that same year.
That's true.
Like Eve was a monster, you know? And then also Lil' Kim was out before Lauryn Hill, so yeah. like Hardcore came out before that, and then you know, so it was like when I hear that take when it comes to like women rappers, it's like you're not looking for it. We're in an age where you can look for music. If you don't like something, you literally
you,
don't.
But you really do have to look for it, because I mean, I'm excited for Rhapsody's album to drop next month, May 17th, you guys. But I feel like she doesn't get the credit that she deserves. That's why I always try to highlight people who are doing the work instead of just what's the most popular. But I really hope and pray that rap gets the flowers that she deserves with this one, because it's time. Like she said that she, in one of the singles, that she almost thought about stopping like rap completely. And it's like, damn, man, that's how we got you feeling. Like you don't feel appreciated. No wonder Lauren left. That Rhapsody damn near left. You know what I'm saying? So I just... salute Rhapsody, one of my favorites. So I'm glad you brought her up. Great example.
I rock with rap, and there's a million other, you know, rappers that are great. Like No Name is great. You know, you have Dochi, great. Like
this is Dochi's phenomenal.
You know, like my favorite album last year was by Doja Cat. Like Doja Cat can bar you up.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're not going to not even say look for it, but if you're not going to listen to it, you can't come out. Like, we'll listen to any random Lil that was coming out, and it would be nothing. So the fact that we're going to talk about pussy, like, we're going to quarter it into pussy pop rap, it's like, all right, cool, you know? But again, now we're just talking club shit. Like, club shit, microwave shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, right, cool. But
it's there. You just got
to
look.
It's there. And you also have to, if you're in a position to promote it, why are you not promoting? You know, for somebody who's, man, a manager is saying like,
hey. I think he's trolling me. I'm going to assume he's trolling me, because
That's a bad troll. You know, the troll has to be masterful. That's a bad troll.
That is a bad troll. I agree with you. But speaking of trolling, oh, did we talk about people saying Cole's verses is invalidated now?
Cole's what?
Verses are invalidated because of the braggadocious rap.
That's I'm not saying they're invalid, but they take off the sting. There's no sting there for me. It's like, okay. Yes, nigga. Yes, you're waiting for but somebody to shoot at you. No, you aren't, nigga.
My question is, does the sting hit when it's someone's rapping something that someone else wrote for them? Does it still sting? Your favorite rapper has a ghostwriter. It stings, even though he ain't write that. So if Cole felt like that in the moment, why he can't feel like that in a moment?
Because it's been a setup for the 5 years of this feature run. It's been...
Five years of the feature run was supposed to be set up for this amazing album called The Fallout that we're waiting for. Yeah, not so this shit
the
that...
The Fallout is going to be great. But you can't continuously tell niggas nobody's going to step up and do something. Then the minute somebody steps up and does something, you're like, you know what? Respectfully, I bow out.
Oh, God.
It can't be that way. You know, like, Hove... What I love about Hove is I would say he started the sub thing. You know, like, he started the sub thing. So when you have Cam'ron and Jim Jones talking about him wearing open-toe sandals and stuff like that, and then he's like, all right, I see you. And then he gives you a bar about, yeah, I'm wearing flip-flops, white Louis Bow shoes. Y'all should grow the fuck up. Come in, let me coach you. It's like, you got the bar. Well, you know, you could give something like that where it's not. I don't think that's setting on Jay-Z's soul, like telling niggas to grow up. You know, you could give, you know, like, it can be something like that.
Subtle.
Where it's like, you feel like you're the best. I'm going to tell you why you're not the best. Or I'm the best because such and such. Nigga, I'm outside. I've been having features for all these 5 years. You pop out every 2.5.
He could have took a different approach.
You could go a different route where does it have to be malicious.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, I acknowledge you. Let's go. So now you have the Simba tracks happening. You have all these other tracks that are gonna pop up.
Oof. I'm annoyed by them, but I guess I get
Cole
it.
Cole is gonna get Young Jocked.
No.
Let me explain that.
Meme.
No. Remember the 42 Doug Bar? Before I go broke like Jock. Like, and it's like, damn, like, we fuck with Young Jock hard body. And
we do.
The fact that that's an opening line, a club banger, it's not like... You think like Young Jock has bigger hits than 42 Doug, right?
Yeah.
Young Jock is whatever. You know, I give Young Jock his flowers. There's gonna be a 42 Doug out there who's like 20 something, and they're gonna make a colon, and that shit is gonna be fire.
Damn.
And it's not gonna be a Lil Pump situation, because that shit is gonna be fire and it's gonna get airplay.
Yeah.
So now you've left yourself, when you've come out and said it, just don't respond. Like, I understand, but when you put out the song and less than 3 days later, you're coming out saying, yeah, this has been sitting on my soul. Now people can throw rocks at the throne. They were already, like, looking at the throne.
No. Oh, it was 3 days.
It was two days. Because he dropped it, what? You left on Friday morning,
Friday.
Right? So, yeah. It was 3 days. He dropped it that Thursday night.
And then he did that on Sunday.
Yes.
You know, even with the... I'm kind of jumping all over the place, sorry. But even with that moment with Cole, it had the same shock factor as Like That. That's why I'm like, what is Drake's shock factor going to be? Even though Cole's shock factor wasn't necessarily the most positive response, it was still... That shit's hip-hop. We're seeing hip-hop history being written. These are moments.
Drake is going to have to reference Evil Ways. So, you know, him and Cole got the track Evil Ways. And Cole is like, young angel going through his demon phase. He's going to have to acknowledge, like, yo, like, Cole is, you know, a better man. Like, he's going to drop something like that where it's like...
Well, that'd be good.
He's going to be like, hey, you know, like, Cole is one of the good guys. Me, I'm... Nah, I ain't like that, nigga. You're going to get these bars. So... I feel like, again, I'm not saying Cole left himself open, but now you're going to get these outrageous ass lines. You're going to be like, who the fuck is...
Now he's the new Young Jock.
Yeah, you know, you're going to be like, who is Digital Next making a shot at Cole? And then if that shit is fire and you're hearing it all summer...
I'm annoyed. I will not support it. I'm Team Dreamville, baby.
You won't support it, but then when they're coming up to you in the middle of a set, like, yo, okay, you're not going to play such and such?
No.
Listen, the ladies move the club. So if the ladies come in and request it, you're going to say no?
Yes.
Okay, I'll hold you to it. I will hold you to
it. You think they're going to have a hit record like that?
It's in the realm of possibility. And I'm not saying in things we don't know where. Like, we did not think Baby and 42 Doug were going to drop a track just shooting that job. I know.
Well, if it's years from now, hopefully I'm not in the club. I'll just leave it at that. Because hopefully not right now, because I can't take it.
Yeah, like right now, if it's popping and the ladies want to hear it, sandwich in between a Sexy Red and Glorilla song.
I mean, I do that now with a lot of music, so yes. I'll leave it at that.
Shout out Glow.
Also, shout out to Lotto, who I think she was either doing a podcast or shooting some content with somebody, and they asked her who her top three female rappers are, and she said Lil' Kim, Left Eye, who is my personal favorite, and then she said Shawty. Now, the internet is saying Shawty is actually Nicki Minaj, so I'm like, you know what? The fact that she even included her on the list is commendable. Any chance you think that they would bury the beef?
I don't know how that one goes.
Can't call it?
I can't call it. Like, with other niggas, I could see it. But, again, like, Nicki and Kendrick, they don't come
out. No, and Lotto.
I'm saying, like, Nicki and Kendrick, they don't come outside. So if they, like, shoot at somebody, it's like, all right, nigga, I'm good. Like, I can keep it pushing. Like, I put both of them in that same realm where it's like, if they shoot at somebody, they shoot at them and then they go back to their families.
Oh.
Like, I don't think Nicki needs to, like, you know, reconcile with anyone. It's like, all right, like, I have my family, I have my, you know, Young Money family to fall back on too. Like, I don't.
For sure.
I don't need to do features with you niggas.
She really don't. She don't need to do features, but it would just be fun for the culture. The same reason why we wanted to see Cole go crazy to 7 minutes.
Okay, this is the one fun thing as a culture that I did. I giggled at when I was talking to this with my mans. I was like, though, we don't mind the Cole apology. We mind that it came this early. You don't apologize before it gets personal. You gotta you gotta shoot first and let us be like, hey, man.
That was too much.
Hey, as black men, we gotta.
And nobody said it was too much.
Hey, we gotta sit, you know? So it's like, same thing with Lotto. Like, Lotto was calling her freaky grandma, you know? So,
super freaky grandma.
You know? So it's like, I don't know, you know, that's the kind of disses that we.
But that's like petty.
That's petty. That's petty. But it's like, oh, like, grandma, like, word, I bet, say no more, you know? So I don't feel Nicki ever has to acknowledge Lotto ever. Like, Nicki can go. Nicki's on tour. Nicki doesn't have. She's not doing press runs, anything. She's just strictly on tour.
So. Dang, the fact you said not ever. Fair enough, but she already did address her, so it's kind of already in the air.
Because, again, I hate that our goats have access to Twitter.
Yeah, like, no, really. Get off of Twitter. Somebody get Meek Mill Twitter. Nicki, you don't need to be beefing with Lotto, but
like, the game is a top 5 West Coast rapper. You can put him in top 10 ever, like, in rap. But the fact that he has Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, like, I can't tell somebody, go listen to the game's first 2 albums.
Because you're going to know him from his tweets.
Or say, yo, go listen to game's last album. Nigga's going to be like, you know, but. You take that, take Twitter away from our goats, man.
Twitter has ruined a lot of perceptions. You know. But what were we talking about earlier? I think for me, like, I would like Nicki to embrace more of the girls. Because now on the girl side of hip hop, I know we keep talking about the Fantastic Four, but the division that's going on between the girls, like, I don't really like it. I want us to just keep having fun. I hate that it's like you're either Team Cardi or you're Team Nicki.
We having fun, though. Glow and Meg got the internet.
No, on the Frenzy. I love that record. It's on repeat.
And the challenges have been getting thrown around.
Yes, you're loving it. I know. All the men are.
I am just a spectator here.
Oh, okay? God.
I am here to support however I can.
Yeah, I'm sure. We wrap the show with questions that need answers. So, if you have any questions that you would like to ask me, feel free. Just one. And then I'm going to open it up, actually, for listeners to write in questions or just email in questions. So, at NylaWNTTLK@gmail.com, just send your question, and then I'll either respond to the email or I'll respond to it on the next episode if I feel like it's something that should be shared with the class. But no pressure if you don't have a question, Ken. But If you do, feel free.
As a media person, do you feel like people are going to take it easier on certain factions or people if a button does get pressed and they want to, I don't want to say land the interview, but they want to land the interview. Do you feel like people downplay one side versus the other because of said connections?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I've already seen it happen. Okay. It's been happening before.
Okay.
And they're not even getting the interviews. They've been doing that. Just.
'Cause I'm like, for something as colossal as this, we've never seen anything like it.
I know.
We got to bring back DJs dropping diss records.
Yo, please slide one my way. I would love.
And then RIP Mr. C as well. But like, I'm just remember K Slay as well. RIP K Slay. Yep. I just remember like K Slay would have a record.
Yeah.
He would have a record.
Clue too.
Clue would have a record.
This and all on the tape.
You know, it would be something getting spun with bombs dropping. So I feel like we gotta get back to, I know it's cool to drop, give it to a DJ. Let him drop some ad libs on it.
Not for real.
Drop that link.
If we're doing that, then we're picking sides.
Is that picking sides? Because I believe DJs are exempt from the picking sides
thing. Ooh, okay, I like that.
I believe DJ, again, like you said, you're doing it for, you're part of the culture.
Yeah. Right?
So when we, like, if we're just going to get into hip-hop culture, sound clashes and everything, DJs are not picking sides. They're like, all right, this is what was given to me and I'm giving it to the people.
That's true. Hey, I can't disagree with that at all. Even at Dreamville Fest, I was going around like asking people questions about what's going on and shooting content for it. And then Tez called me and was like, not you over here choosing violence. And I'm like, this isn't choosing violence. I'm actually getting a gauge from the crowd as to like what the temperature is, because I want to know and people need to know what the temperature is. But obviously, I stand where I stand, but I'm not like, there's some people who are like blindly loyal. No, I can. I'm still a rap fan at the end of the day, so I'm going to gauge the whole scope of it.
I realize there's like certain people that I would not have like rap convos with, like, because it was like so funny seeing people change in 4 days. It was like, oh, yo, you know, actually, To Pimp a Butterfly wasn't that good. I'm like, nigga, stop it.
Well, on that note, you have great taste in music. Are you going to make a playlist or something, or you're staying in the back?
No, I have mad playlists, like, but thing is, I don't like share them out like that. Like, I'll send it to like friends. Like, I'll be like, yo, what are you listening to? And then, like, we'll just trade shit back and forth.
Why not share? For those who have been listening to you and your opinions on this pod, how can they tap in with Ken?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, I would say my Instagram is Ken from BK. It's pretty simple. So I'll probably throw something up. I'll probably throw something up. I definitely have like a playlist. Which is crazy. Like, the last few plays I've made have, like, zero rap.
Really?
Zero rap.
So that's where you're at right now.
Yeah.
You're following the beef, but you're not even really.
I'm following it as you know, as a fan.
Yeah.
Or, like, what I'm listening to right now. Like, what? Right now, it's, like, 12 p.m. Nigga, I ain't listening to no rap this morning.
What are you listening to?
What was the last song I listened to? I listened to the Future album and stuff.
Oh, yes.
I told you, I'm listening to that Maggie Rogers album.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. Oh, you did tell me
shout
this.
Out Maggie Rogers. Shout out to NYU alums, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
NYU. I didn't know she went there. All right. Well, tap in with Ken. Ken from BK on the gram. Make sure you guys follow at WNTTLK. We Need to Talk on the gram and TikTok as well. And we'll be back next Saturday. This is We Need to Talk. Wrap up. Peace.